Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for your word this morning again. And thank you, Lord, that we are blessed, Father God, because you have given us a kingdom, Lord. We are blessed, Lord, because you will and you always satisfy us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that though we go through squeezings, Lord, we laugh, Lord, because you never leave us or forsake us, Lord. And so, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that you included us, Lord, and we can rejoice in this day of salvation now, because great is our rewards now in this heavenly places. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Luke 6. Verse 20 to 23. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, insult you, reject your name as evil. Because of the Son of Man, rejoice in the day, that day, and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Guys, what we need to see here, you know, it says so beautiful, the Son of God has come and he's given us understanding. So we need to look at the scriptures with understanding that comes through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And what is happening here, these are disciples. They are followers of Jesus. And it's wonderful. Luke portrays all the people following him are disciples. And then out of them, he picked out the 12 disciples that became apostles, the sent ones. So he's talking here to all those that are following him, as opposed to those who are not following him. So the scripture comes to mind, the stone the builders have rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So the Pharisees and the scribes and those that didn't follow him, that weren't drawing close, they are the ones that tomorrow Sister Flo is going to be sharing on the woes, because they didn't follow, they rejected him. But praise God for those that followed him, and the kingdom of God was made available, just as it was made available to us. They were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. When he had paid the price and he received all authority, and then he came back to all those that were now being despised, going through hunger, they would be satisfied. They were weeping then, as later on, as we know the story, that when he was crucified, but then they laughed. Amen. They were hated and rejected because they were following Jesus and they had Jesus. But then the great reward came, because the kingdom of God came, the goodness of God came. And you can see that goodness in 2 Peter chapter 1. You know, we got the same spirit of faith as the apostles of old, the disciples and the prophets. We built on that foundation, and that now we can partake of the goodness of God in the land of the living. And this is the joy of salvation. So yes, so we can also go through squeezings, and we can also go through hunger, and we can go through weeping, and we can be rejected and hated because we follow Jesus. But we are now, we got the reality of the goodness of God, the kingdom of God, the favor of God. So whatever you are going through, brothers and sisters, just keep looking at the Lord. Amen. This is what the disciples at that time had to do. They had to go through the valley of darkness as Jesus was taken away from them for a time, but then he came back. And so with us, guys, keep your focus, because the goodness of come today is a day of salvation. At the acceptable time, he has heard us, and all that was lost has been restored, and now we're going to work together with him. So stay in the Lord, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.